The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Your NFL Sunday rolls on, and we're right here to accompany you for all the live betting action on Live Bet Sunday, presented by BetMGM, with Jeff Parles, who's over at South Point, Danny Burke in Chicago. I'm Ben Wilson here at the Circus Sportsbook Studios, downtown Las Vegas. Should point out, this is the final hour. We have a fully attentive Jeff Parles as our resident Met fan, ready for a nerve-wracking game three in the NFL wildcard series.
We'll be good enough, Ben. By the way, real quick, San Francisco goes for it on 4th-and-3 and gets bailed out with a penalty flag to extend the drive. But here is some injury news for San Francisco. Nick Bosa out the rest of the day with a groin injury. So that is their best defensive player not going to return. That is both It's not been a good year for both of the Bosa brothers with groin injuries, which is not what you want there.
C.J. Henderson called for pass interference. So drive extends. San Francisco had gone for it. 4th-and-3 at the Carolina 43, up 17-9, 8-18 to go third quarter. Currently laying 10.5 live at BetMGM. 42.5 is your total. Danny and I each on second half unders. Danny's correlates to 40.5 for the game. Mine 40. So we're behind there right now. Looking for a stop from somebody, anybody, in this second half. Meanwhile, we've got some time still to discuss these second half numbers in the other two late games. Danny, let's start with you on Cowboys-Rams. 16-10 Dallas at the half. Jumped out to a 9-0 lead courtesy of a strip sack fumble return of Matthew Stafford, returned for a touchdown, and a short field leading to a field goal after a blocked punt on the Rams' second possession. Then a Tony Pollard 57-yard touchdown run. Those are the three scoring plays for Dallas so far. Rams got a couple of big plays to get back into this game, highlighted by a 75-yard touchdown pass from Stafford to Kupp on a short drag route over the middle that he took to the house. Rams laying 3.5 for the second half, so plus 2.5 for the game. It is a 20.5 or 21 total, Danny, that we're looking at right now. Any thoughts from you, side or total here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm already sweating out the 48.5 for the total game under, but Ben, I still want to get like a 3 or better on the Rams if I were to jump in on it. I mean, Los Angeles had their chance right before the half. They used a fake punt that worked, and yet they still couldn't capitalize on it. I mean, that's huge for Dallas, who hasn't had to do much to have success themselves, yet they found a way here to be up 16-10. A big run from Pollard certainly helped. And again, the Rams got the benefit from the Cooper Kupp touchdown, but that was still inches away from not even being caught. So I just don't see anything really worth betting as of this moment. And I don't even know if I would want to make a case for Dallas because I still think Los Angeles may find a way. It's just going to be really ugly. But none of the numbers are jumping out to me, again, to see it as a viable bet. So I'm going to wait and just currently, you know, sweat out that total going under. But, man, I don't know. What do you think, Ben? Do you think anything's worth the play? I know you've been considering the Rams in this spot.
I have been in L.A. I mean, so far, 236 total yards to 137 for the Cowboys. They've held the ball almost twice as long, 39 total plays to Dallas's 21, 19 minutes time of possession to 11 for Dallas. And I get that that naturally happens when you have a turnover that goes for 6 points on the other side. You have a special teams blunder that leads to a short field and points. So that's partially why this box score is slightly misleading. I do agree with you. If I have been waiting, holding out, trying to get a three this whole game on the Rams side. Now, Dallas does get the ball to start the second half. So that's maybe a situation, Jeff. We know how quickly these in-game numbers will change on the algorithms where if you see Dallas get the ball, and even if they pick up a first down, I'd likely think that thing does tick up back to the three. But for me, not going to jump in here at the half, not wanting to be on the wrong side of that hook with Rams plus 2.5. Because Cowboys by three, that's a very logical final outcome I could easily see happening here.
I have absolutely no interest in getting involved here because this is a bizarro box score too, guys, because other than the two big plays, this game is really played out like an under game. And then you look at the box score and both teams are over 6 yards a play. So those two big plays have completely given us a fictional looking box score here.
Yeah.
So it's a really, again, we usually say go into the box score if teams are averaging over 6 yards a play. That usually means it's an over game. But look, even though this pre-flop total may very well get over when it's all said and done, you have the two biggest offensive plays in this game account for the Pollard play accounts for almost half of Dallas's yards, and the Cup play accounts for a third of LA's yards. So it's really skewed because of those big plays that we've seen in this game.
The fact that that Dallas has 31 yards passing and yet is at 6.5 yards per play as a team, it's exactly what you're talking about, Jeff. A very bizarre, misleading box score in that sense. And Danny, I know you had taken a piece of 48.5 under in this game. Total closed 41.5. That in-game total here with the 20.5 correlates out to 46.5. So Danny's slightly ahead. That's probably a fair number right now, and I'm not looking to touch that one either, especially on the total side. Score in San Francisco before we get to Philadelphia and Arizona. On that second half line, Debo Samuel makes a nice catch on third and goal from just inside the 5-yard line. San Francisco goes 10 plays, 75 yards in just over 5 minutes. So there's your opportunity to jump in, Jeff, on a live total. 24-9 San Francisco. Danny and I both with second half unders. 13 points scored in the first 10 minutes of quarter number three. So we're on the wrong side there once again. But I have to think, Jeff, this is your moment here to jump in.
Maybe. Again, this is just one of those where Baker turning the ball over and leading to points the other way kind of scares me with how good that Niner defense is. Right now, we're 33. I'm seeing 46.5. Anything better than that in the market?
Should be
higher. 47.
Yeah, 47 I would consider. Once you're on the wrong side of 14, I wouldn't do it, which is the number I'm seeing right now. I'm still waiting for this market to fully populate out here at Circa.
Yeah.
But I look, at 46.5, I wouldn't do it because that's
47 at Circa.
Yeah, 47 I'd consider because you could be ending up with a push. Again, that is pretty significant juice on the under at minus 130. But that's close. It's close, Ben. But again, Carolina,
yep,
I have a hard time seeing Carolina being able to move the ball like they did on that first drive of the second half again.
Yeah, most other books, too, in the market at 45.5. Clearly, you're paying a massive tax, too, with the way that is shaded. And even South Point, they just reposted 45.5 as well, Jeff, behind you. So best number you can get, 47, juiced under minus 130. No reason for me or Danny to double dip. We're already invested here. We only can have 7 points scored on us the rest of this game to at least get a push, at least for me. Danny 7.5 points to the clear. So that is the latest, 24-9 San Francisco, 6:31 to go third quarter. About 2 minutes left before the Eagles and Cardinals kick off the third quarter action. And we've seen money, like Jeff was talking about, with the Eagle offensive line injuries, some money to Philly I should say, to Arizona, pushing this Philly line down. Eagles opened the second half line -2. It's now down to 1.5, which correlates to Philly minus the 5.5 for the game, up 4 at the break. 23.5 is your second half total. Comes out to 47.5, just a shade under the pregame total. Jeff, anything you're doing with this one in the second half?
The only thing I would do, and you got a few moments here, I would only take with Arizona. Those offensive line injuries for Philly really scare me, especially with knowing how that offense really needs the offensive line to be right, just with the way that offense runs. So I would only look to bet Arizona in this second half. 5.5, probably good. If maybe you wait and see if Philly can move the ball at all without those offensive linemen who are out of the game right now.
We'll see right away because Philadelphia gets the ball to start the
third
quarter.
Hey, Ben, really quick. Don't mind if I interject. I was just going to say, I did end up putting something on this game. I'm betting the over 47.5 just before we get kicked off here. I'll explain why. I mean, because, like Jeff has been saying here, I mean, look, Philadelphia's offensive line is a little bit banged up, and, you know, maybe it may get a better or a little bit of a discount because of that in terms of this total. 48.5, 49 is where this thing closed, and I kind of like the under preflop. But you saw Arizona be able to get some of that momentum toward the end of the first half, which hasn't been accomplished at all. And now you kind of figure that at least if they got over that hump, then they can continue to kind of spur that into the second half where they typically have had success. And yeah, you know, Jalen Hurts, he's going to be scrambling around a little bit more, but now they can prepare for it a little bit better knowing that they're going to be banged up. And if there's a guy that's going to have to scramble more so and have success with it, it's going to be a quarterback like Jalen Hurts. I think this could be kind of like a gross shootout because of those injuries. And I think we could see this go over. So I took a little piece over 47.5, Ben.
Yeah, so 23.5 there for the second half. Eagles start with the ball, and does look like Jason Kelce has returned to the game too. So that's very notable given that he is the starting center for Philadelphia. Kelce back in for an offensive line already banged up coming into the game for Philly, and immediately moving the ball too. Two first downs of the first three plays, and Philly's already into Arizona territory there. Also, a situation in Carolina where the 49ers give up another massive kickoff return. Second straight kickoff return of at least 50 yards, Jeff. And Robbie Gould took a massive shot to the shoulder on that play. So, I mean, this is just one of I should have known when I woke up at 6 a.m. to watch my Packers lay an absolute stink bomb in London that this is just going to be one of those days betting. But Carolina now hits another pass by DJ Moore into the red zone.
Yeah.
We're about to be on our deathbeds here pretty soon with the second half under. One of those days, but San Francisco special teams has fallen apart here on kick coverage, and Carolina stunningly moving the ball on the Niners.
Yeah, hey, look, one of those where special teams matters, as we know, guys. And Carolina has been given really good field position twice. And look, it's a mental aspect where if you're given a shorter field, all right, we got to go score, guys. And so far, Carolina has taken full advantage. By the way, Philly's moving right down the field right now on Arizona. So much for those injuries to begin the second half. Also, two big-time play by Michael Gallup converting a third down for Dallas. Now Dallas is saddled again two plays later with a 3rd and 4, leading by 6 in L.A.
All right, Philadelphia on the move up 4 early third quarter. Dallas on the move up 6 early third quarter in L.A. And Carolina on the move late third quarter down by 15. I'll say this, probably still 4 down territory, though, for Carolina as they look for the end zone, and it is broken up. So 3rd and 10 there. We'll tell you what happens next. Starting to get good. Late afternoon games coming down to the wire here on Live Bet Sunday.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NHL season has officially begun, and our hockey betting experts are ready for all the action. The VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide is available now with strategies and best bets for the season ahead. Get in-depth analysis from our hockey experts, including Andy McNeil, with predictions for teams and players, win totals, daily betting tips, season-long trends to watch, plus three things every new NHL bettor should know. This guide is a must-have with key insights and data for both avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport. Give yourself an edge this season and get the VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber today at VSiN.com/subscribe. We told you going into our last break, all three of our late afternoon games had three teams all on the move. All three of them settled for field goals. First in Carolina, third and 10. We thought it was four down territory, but Baker Mayfield took a sack on third down. So Carolina settles for an Eddie Pinheiro 37-yard field goal. Good. 24-12 San Francisco, 3:40 to go third quarter. Live total now up to 48.5. That's the highest it has been all day. Now, I'm in it under 40. Danny's in it under 40.5. We are running out of points to work with there, young Danny. 12.5 is your live line on the Carolina side. While the Dallas Cowboys, despite nearly throwing a Cooper Rush pick six on third down, that pass ends up incomplete. Cowboys do get a field goal. This one from 40 yards out for Brett Maher, 19-10 Dallas. So if you've been waiting for Ram in-game numbers over three, well, now here's your chance. Plus 4.5 on the Rams if you like that side. 45.5 your total. And then the Eagles get a field goal as well. 17-10 on top of Arizona as we reset things here. This one coming from 42 yards out. Now with the replacement kicker, Dicker in for the injured Jake Elliott is able to convert. And Philadelphia right now up to 6.5 point live in the market. 47 your total. So Danny, on the one hand, I'm not too optimistic about hanging on for dear life in that total in Carolina. What is interesting to note, though, at least going forward, Robbie Gould is showing him on the sideline. He took a huge shot defending a kickoff on the last sequence for San Francisco. Hasn't been ruled out, but it did not look good either. So I have no idea what the status of the San Francisco kicking game is right now. And guys, we've seen this happen before with teams having injured kickers, having to do weird things strategy-wise in the second halves. But we are now getting that stat flashed once again, Danny. 24 straight losses when allowing 17 or more points for Matt Rhule in Carolina. They at least forced Jimmy G and the Panthers into a third and long, third and 8 after Garoppolo is sacked here. So at least a little bit of life for Carolina, but still, kicking the field goal, you go from down two touchdowns to down two touchdowns. I don't really see the point there, even though it was fourth and 12.
I kind of honestly, I mean, I know we're sweating out this under and realistically it's not going to come home. So at this point, I really just want to see Carolina actually get a touchdown here or make this a close game and see if I can't jump in to try to, you know, build back from our under bet and get a good number on San Francisco. Oh, yeah. Let's be honest. That streak is going to continue. San Francisco will find a way to win. The Robbie Gould situation is a tad bit concerning if it gets close, but I'm really itching to get a good in-game spot here for San Francisco. So let's see if Carolina can actually do something here, boys.
Did San Francisco just take time out before the snap there, Jeff? It looked like some sort of stoppage. If you wanted to actually bank on that trend continuing, Danny, minus 2,000 on the live money line if you wanted to really go
load
deep
up,
pockets there. Yes, timeout San Francisco. I know Danny once laid a pretty hefty penny on what was that? It was the Big Ten championship game, Ohio State, Wisconsin, where Ohio State was like a 21-point favorite, and you and a buddy. I remember story. I had just moved to Vegas, and Danny, you and a friend, you guys pooled together a large wad of cash to throw Ohio State money line. Quickly got down by two scores, and you started to panic, but it all worked out.
Yeah, that was.
I still remember
close
that call.
Very well. That's hilarious. I haven't talked about that in a while. It came home. That's all that matters. But yeah, that was a real panic mode for quite some time. But that was probably the biggest bet that I had made at the time. And yeah, the sweats were starting in, that's for sure. I know Jeff knew all about it too, because he was probably cracking up when it was happening.
That was the greatest
2019 Big Ten title game.
That was one of the greatest in-game betting games of all time. Because
it was Ohio State Northwestern, right?
No, it was Ohio State Wisconsin. And Wisconsin was favored at halftime in a 14-point game, and everyone just loaded up on Ohio State, and Ohio State nearly covered the number for the whole game.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those. In college football, more so than the NFL, usually when you get a team that is really a huge favorite and they kind of sleepwalk through the first half and then it's like, all right, guys, let's go. Usually that team wakes up in the second half of college football.
Danny didn't even remember who the other team was, even though his entire bankroll and then some was riding.
Northwestern was the pandemic season, I'm pretty sure.
That's
the 2020 Big Ten title
2020,
game.
So in the meantime, Niners do pick up the 3rd and 8 out of the timeout. Garoppolo now has a drop over the middle. Samuel was wide open. So 127 to go, 3rd quarter there. And then, Jeff, you think about this Cardinal-Eagle game, and we thought, all right, and Danny, I know you made a wager on the second half over the 23.5. Cardinals just can't stay out of their own way. Holding on first down, 1 yard pass on 1st and 20, 2nd and 19 for Arizona, down by 7 here, Jeff. And it's like, as much as we are a believer that these kind of random trends of, okay, awful first-half team, much better second half team, eventually will even out at some point. What is obvious is that Arizona is poorly coached, and that the inconsistencies they have, when borne out over a 60-minute game against a good team, and a good team is who Arizona's facing today in Philadelphia, just not going to be a long-term indicator of success for Arizona. They just do so many things to shoot themselves in their foot when you watch them in these 3-hour spans like we do every Sunday.
Look, you're dealing with a poorly coached team and a quarterback that, even though when he's good, he is awesome, he's just not good that much. And as we say, oh, look at that. Hey, Danny, maybe you give the ball to Rondale Moore and you actually can make a big play on 3rd and 17.
Yeah, who'd have thunk it?
Who would have thought that? That's going to depend on
the fastest guy in your team.
Yeah, that's going to depend on the spot. I thought he was short live, but they very well may give him.
I didn't think he got it, yeah.
They very well may give him the first down on a screen play on 3rd and 17, but look, it's just one of those with Arizona where at some point you would hope the talent can be put all together. But it just, when you have a guy in Cliff who's not an NFL head coach, he just isn't. He's not that good of a coach.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting. Again, if Arizona makes the playoffs, Cliff's going to stick around another year. If Arizona misses the playoffs, it's hard to imagine that he's going to be there next year. So that, again, if there's a coaching hire there, after this season, if Arizona misses the playoffs, that's going to be a fascinating hire because you have a very unique, talented quarterback in Kyler Murray.
No doubt. And Moore picks up 17 on a little dump off on 3rd and 17. So clearly our overall VEASAN pro tip of the day, if you or a loved one has money on a particular team and they are sucking, just have me say how bad they are sucking, and they will immediately turn it around.
That has
been what's happened today. I think that's
pro tip.
I think the way I phrase that is perfect. Pro tip. A 2nd and 5 for Arizona, down by 7. Niners do pick up a 1st down right before the end of the 3rd quarter in field goal range. So this, Danny, we just have to hope for a field goal and then nothing the rest of the way. That's the only way we're getting home. Second half under.
48.5. Jeff has been waiting.
Oh.
I'm seeing 48.
Jeff, just do it.
I'm letting you guys suffer. I'm not touching that. Come on now.
Well, we already understand what's going to happen to us, but we need to see you sweat out the under now.
No,
a great number. Yeah,
I'm good, guys. I'm good. I'll stay away. I'm good.
When Matt Rule inevitably settles for Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, when Matt Rhule settles for a sad field goal to bury us, even though it means nothing for the game. So
hey, 24,
Rams on
24,
the move right
15,
now, second and 10.
24-15 would be a fun final score there, Ben.
That would be a very fun final score, especially because that would mean Rhule kicked another field goal to make a two-score game 19-10,
Rams
just had to burn their first time out of the second half. 3:58 to go third quarter, just inside Dallas territory. And as you alluded to, Jeff, it's just a game that's had this weird kind of queasy feeling the whole day where it's really been hard to know what to make of these two teams when you consider the lack of offensive firepower. But all the scoring plays have come on either big special teams, defensive plays, or busted plays on the one big offensive touchdowns for both teams. Stafford and the Rams did pick up a 3rd-and-2 at their own 48 into Dallas territory. This just seems like a really good example of a nice stay-away game, even on the in-game numbers, where as much as we talk about waiting to see what these two teams are presenting you in-game, sometimes there's still confusion even in-game, and it doesn't really make a lot of sense. So this, to me, is a classic stay-away, Jeff. Cowboys -2.5 live. Danny is on pace, though. 43.5 is your in-game total. Danny's got 48.5 under there.
Well, 5 in the pocket there for Burke at the moment, which means Stafford out of the break throwing this 45-yard touchdown probably. But
yeah, but I had to do the knock on wood, you know, just to be safe.
there you go. I did it for you there, Danny. Knock on wood if you're with me. But look, you're in a scenario here in this game where this was a game for me where Dallas has already achieved with Dak out. This was a game where we were going to really learn where the Rams were at. 2-2, coming off a very ugly loss on Monday night. The other loss against Buffalo was a disaster also. And, I mean, they really, let's be real, the win in Arizona had more to do with the Cardinals than the Rams, and then they almost blew a 3-touchdown lead against Atlanta in week 2. And the early returns in this season for the Rams are extraordinarily ugly, and a team that, quite frankly, guys, looks like a team that will not be playing in the playoffs. Now, plenty of time to get it all solved. Plenty of time for Stafford maybe to get his elbow healthy. But this Ram team does not look like a playoff team right now through 4.5 games.
Ready to join the likes of the 0-3 Bucks and some others as those Super Bowl defending champs to miss the playoffs entirely. Super early, but it has that look of a team right now. We're getting down to the wire, though, in all these three late games. We'll also get you a preview of Sunday Night Football, as we still have an hour and a half still to go on the show. Live Bet Sunday, presented by BetMGM.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football season is in full swing. And for everything you need to know before betting this week, subscribe to VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get full access to everything we do, including our daily picks at a glance recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, 24/7 video, season prep, including our weekly college and pro football matchup guides covering every game all season long. Pro tools like our exclusive betting splits and pro tips updated every hour with actionable insights to up your betting game. Sign up on our discounted football special and get VSiN Pro access to everything we do from now through the Super Bowl for only $175. Or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. For Danny Burke and myself, we have each officially lost another bet today, and that would be San Francisco, Carolina. Second half has already gone over. 2.5 minutes into the fourth quarter, it is Jeff Wilson in for a 1-yard touchdown, but the kicker, Robbie Gould, Jeff Parles made sure to point this out to us during the break, has been ruled out for the game. So we are seeing a very hilarious, badly missed extra point. Not even close. So San Francisco went for 2, but got called for holding. So they had to try with the punter, Wisnowski, and that thing was kicked basically to Winston-Salem. Not even close there. And so that does not work, but it is still 30-12 San Francisco. Second half over way to the over. Up to now 49.5 your in-game total here with 12:30 to go. Niners 17.5 live, but heavy juice on that side, leading by the 18. And Danny, one of those losses where you just throw your hands up and say, well, what are you going to do? Carolina with 2 short fields off massive kick returns was part of the reason that thing went down. And also San Francisco moving the ball at ease. With really no issues there at any point here throughout the second half.
Yeah, that was tough. And look, at the end of the day, more often than not in a game like that, you're probably going to be on the right side because of how these offenses have been. San Francisco likes to wind down the clock, run the ball, and really capture all of that momentum and the possession in their favor. And then on the other side with Carolina, as we explained in our analysis, it's just been an incredibly stagnant offense for them against one of, if not the best defense in the NFL. You guys were talking about that extra point. And look, I'm not saying it's an easy thing, but if you're a punter or your teams in general, you know, you should have guys who can prepare to at least knock down an extra point or be closer than that. In practice, all you are practicing is kicking. Even if you are the punter, why wouldn't you be taking reps just as a precaution? I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking too much, but if that's all you're doing in practice, God forbid you actually practice in case your kicker gets hurt and you can at least knock down an extra point, you would think.
I don't know.
I mean, Danny, your argument, it has more validity than the people who say, well, shouldn't hitters be able to just beat the shift easily just because of how guys are lined up? I mean, that's a better argument than the common baseball argument. And I bring that up because I know Jeff in a previous life was asked about that on the radio airwaves in very hilarious fashion.
The greatest sports radio caller I had when I was working at KTGR in Columbia, Missouri, was this caller called in saying it was easy for him to hit it the other way in his softball game. Why can't major league hitters do it? The greatest call we ever got. And it was so ridiculous that it took myself and my co-host, Matt Michaels, who still works on the Mizzou Radio Network there in Columbia. It legitimately took us 3 minutes to be like, wait a second, that guy just said what he said. By the way, in L.A., is this the 2-2 Allel game, guys? Or is that Brandon Powell, Ben? Who just had that big
that
return.
That was Powell, 14-yard return. Well, it was a horrible punt from Brian Engel, 35 yards. But Powell takes it 14 yards, and the Rams get to start, Jeff, inside the Dallas 30 here. Again, down by 9, final 30 seconds of the third quarter after, as we were going to break, Stafford had taken a sack just inside the Dallas side of the 50. So the Rams trying to play the field position game. Any Cowboy backers taking the 5.5 looking to be in great position right now. But here we go. Rams' chance to punch it in, starting this drive at the Dallas 29, Jeff.
Got to score a touchdown, right? Oh, that's a great
one. Cup firing the end zone.
Great work, you know, everybody.
That was a
that
great
play.
Play
was messed up from the start. Stafford's lateral, the cup, was about a half yard the wrong direction, too. So not ideal there. Really, again, this has just been – another lackadaisical showing by the Rams, and really it's 4 out of 5 here have been mediocre to lackadaisical showings from the Rams in this first month plus of the year.
Yeah, no question on that. We'll wait to see what the live lines look like. We'll likely get at least one more play before the end of the third quarter. If this play is stays in bounds, we will get an updated line for you at the end of the third quarter there, and it will be a run inside. So
that's staying in bounds.
We'll have a line for you coming out. It'll be third and, well, flag, so never mind. It was setting up to be third and 4 for the Rams inside the Dallas 25. Looks like they are being pushed back. We do have a line, though. Eagles, Cardinals, yet again, the offensive line, even with Jason Kelce guys returning, the center for Philadelphia who went out early in this game, comes back, but Philadelphia has not been the same since his original absence. Eagles, since the absence of the two offensive linemen who were injured, 3 punts and a field goal. And on this last drive, Arizona is able to hold Philadelphia, a sack of Jalen Hurts on 3rd and 8 at the Arizona 39, right at the edge of field goal range. So the Eagles punt, do down it at the Arizona 10, and it's Philly -6.5 live right now. 38.5, lowest total we've had on the day of a pregame total that was 48.5 with the final 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. So at least for me, Danny, I don't know how to handicap this going forward, at least in game, because you know, if you're Arizona, like, you're probably in 4-down territory the rest of the way. At the same time, we've seen how Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray have shown zero sense of urgency at all in these situations. Just look at the game against the Rams. Had a 17-play drive where they settled for 3, where they still needed, at that point, needed 2 scores and decided to kick the field goal anyway when they were down by 11 in that particular position. So, obviously, a little bit different just down the 7, but while there's not much to like about Philly's offense since those offensive line injuries, I still remain without any confidence on the Arizona side. So I'll sit this one out. I know you are looking for some points here, Danny, and these two teams are not meeting their ends of the bargains in any way to this point.
No, it's really been rough, and I thought Philly was going to get a touchdown and that initial possession to start the second half, but then, of course, they settled for the field goal, and even Arizona had a little bit of momentum too, but these guys are just taking sacks left and right, which is killing them. And, you know, you talk about Arizona. Yeah, you got to be quick there. You can't be taking your time and wasting so much clock. You got to score on this drive in some kind of capacity, because even Philly on that last drive, I think it was Devontae Smith dropped a wide open first down, which then made it third down where Jalen Hurts ended up taking the sack and then forcing them to have the punt. So it's not like Philly didn't have their opportunities as well. They just missed the open, easy chances. So they're not going to let that keep sliding here. So Arizona definitely has to tack on some points if they want any type of chance in this game, Ben.
No doubt. And we'll look to establish the run, at least for Arizona, and some more positivity on the running game side of it. 9 yard pickup on first and 10. Looking at the updated numbers for Arizona, while they're only at 4.6 yards per play, the Cardinals, at least these last couple of runs, James Conner now over 50 yards, and a guy who has been seldomly used, it has felt like, through these first 4 weeks for Arizona. So end of the third quarter there, end of the third quarter in LA, where the Cowboys are a 4-point live favorite heading to the fourth, but the Rams are in business. 42 is your adjusted total to the under. And that 49er Carolina game, the total pregame and second half have both gone over 30-12, barring something crazy happening. San Francisco going to cover that pregame 6 or 6.5 number. Got some late money to Carolina. Those numbers will not come home, so we probably don't even need to mention that game, guys, for the final 9:30. What we can do, we'll start doing our autopsies of all these games as we have time from earlier today. And this was one of those days, Jeff and Danny, where the teasers went to die, especially with so many touchdown favorites either being taken very, very tightly down to the wire or losing outright. Well, I'll just start here. We'll get this out of the way right now as the resident Packer fan on this show, but I think this probably got lost, guys, in the shuffle that it was a London game. It was early. And as soon as it ended, we all just turned our attention to these 9 early afternoon games. But Jeff, for the Packers to lose in the fashion they did, 27-22 to the Giants today, and only scoring 2 points on a last second safety the Giants took intentionally when they had the ball inside the final few seconds of that game, as the Packers closed a 9-point favorite up from a 7 opener and victimizing basically all of us in teasers and different contest plays today. Scale of 1 to 10, Jeff, how embarrassing would you set that performance from Green Bay today? And then how much credit do you give to Brian Daboll and the Giants side for their now 4-1 start there in New York?
All right, so let's attack the second question, because I think that's the bigger story here. And I know everyone will make it all about Green Bay, and they deserve the flack for blowing this game where they really dominated the first half and then totally no-showed. But once again, guys, in this league, and more so than any sport at the professional level, coaching matters so much. And the Giants, since Coughlin retired, have had just a disaster at the head coaching slot. And replacing Joe Judge with Brian Daboll is the biggest upgrade by any team in any position, period, this year. And we've seen it through the first 5 weeks, where it hasn't been pretty in these games for the Giants. But in a game where Saquon Barkley missed the drive and the Giants had no one out there for Jones and still scored a touchdown, this was awfully impressive for the Giants, who I think are going to be live next week against Baltimore in a game at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah. We'll get Danny's thoughts on the Packers side of things when we return. Matt Gay, though, misses from 51 yards out. Rams stay down by 9 early stages of the fourth quarter in big trouble for the defending champs. We'll continue our autopsies of the early afternoon games as we still have over an hour to go here on Live Bet Sunday.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app. Featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Arizona on the move, down by 7, 10 minutes to go in the fourth, catching 5.5 where this line closed. So a big sweat no matter what side you were on here. A total pacing well to the under in a game that, at least as we saw the line movement late, closed right around 48.5, pacing to the under right now. But Cardinals on the move inside the red zone, down by 7 to Philadelphia. A drop by C.D. Lamb on third down for Dallas forces the Cowboys to punt it back to the Rams. With about 12.5 minutes remaining there, Dallas up 19-10 on the Rams, who are about a 5.5-point favorite in the market coming in. And we saved the best for last. Also, by the way, Cardinals into the end zone.
Eno Benjamin.
You had him as an anytime touchdown scorer. Congrats. 9:43 to go. And a Matt Amendola extra point away from tying this game with 9:43 left. The coup de grace, though, of the coaching from the late afternoon games set Jeff up on this. And we'll circle back to some lessons from the early games today. Matt Rhule down by 18 on 4th-and-2 at the San Francisco 17 settles for a 34-yard field goal to make a 18-point game a 15-point game, Jeff.
Hey, you made it a two-possession game, Ben. Come on now. But it was just ridiculous.
He did.
Just ridiculous. And honestly, not surprising. I jokingly said during the break, be ready for when he kicks on fourth down here. And lo and behold, he kicked. Kind of crazy. By the way, I know we don't do look-ahead lines because we have, of course, guessing lines tomorrow on a numbers game with Gil Alexander and Chris Andrews. But one book posted already, and I'm curious to see what the market ends up doing, is for the Thursday night game between the Commanders and Danny's Bears. Danny, The Bears are an underdog in this game. Isn't that the automatic bet of the whole season, to take the Bears as an underdog at home on a short week against that disaster that's coming out of the nation's capital?
100%. And you can't even really call me biased here because I give, you know, the Bears as a unit so much crap left and right. And when they're bad, they're bad. And they were terrible in this first half. I faded them. I teased down the Vikings. But after watching that second half, how could you not actually have some positivity toward the side of Justin Fields? They actually let the leash be extended and he could throw the ball more. And look what happened. They moved the ball downfield. But the bigger argument here is, well, yeah, first of all, just a number if they're an underdog on a short week. But going against Carson Wentz, heck, even when I recognized that it was a Thursday night spot and really paying attention to it like a couple days ago, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm for sure betting the Bears in that spot. How are you betting Carson Wentz at this point? I wanted to fade him again this past week with the Titans, but once the market started coming down, I'm like, do I really want to trust Tennessee? Maybe I'm missing something. And they still managed to find a way to lose, Ben. This is just who Carson Wentz is. And you are seeing this Bears team claw and fight to the very end. At least that's the difference with Eberflus as your head coach compared to Matt Nagy. The guys kind of gave up with Nagy. The play calling's still bad offensively, don't get me wrong, but at least they're giving Fields a chance game after game, and he's seeing the plays a little bit better now. So, yeah, Jeff, to your point, I do think the Bears are the right side. Ben, what say you, though?
Absolutely. I would have guessed Bears minus 1.5 if I was doing the guessing line portion of that look ahead.
I was gonna say, how can Washington be favored on the road against anyone at this point?
Right.
How? even Houston, even when they go to Houston later this year, like the Texans should be favored in that game. The Commanders on the road should be power rated as a bottom two team. Carolina and Houston are the only two teams that you could consider worse than them right now.
Totally fair. Commanders and Carson Wentz, he throws an interception that's totally fair too. Wentz throws an interception on the goal line with 6 seconds left as the Titans win 21-17, second straight week. The Commanders got money from +2.5 down to a pick'em. Titans win the game by 4, while the Bears do cover. Late surge of money pushed the Vikings to close 8 or 8.5. They were 7 or 7.5 most of the week. Vikings win by 7 despite blowing a double-digit lead in that game and at one point trailing in the fourth quarter. Vikings get the job done. We talked about these other teams in the NFC North. Giants knocking off the Packers and killing all of our teasers and many other teasers. Packers were bet from 7 to 9 or 9.5 in the market. The other team, and I saved this just for Jeff to talk about, in the NFC North today, the Detroit Lions, who were getting about 70% of the ticket count at BetMGM, yet, and this is our pro tip of the hour, 70% of the handle was on New England. So this was a classic pros versus Joes, as some want to call it, where a lot of the tickets and this popular Lions team was getting a lot of attention, but a very respected money was all over New England. So just pay attention to extreme betting splits. That's our pro tip of the hour. You don't have to necessarily bet the games blindly based on the general splits of ticket percentage, handle percentage, but at least be aware of it. And if you're not sure on a line and you're thinking something's up, it can obviously be a telling sign if a lot of people in general are betting on a side, but respected money is on the other side. That discrepancy can sometimes be telling. And that was the lopsided game of the week. Patriots win 29-0. And Jeff, in a spot where New England down to a third-string quarterback was only a 3-point favorite, late money did come back onto the Detroit side. This was a laugher. And the Lions now drop to 1-4, a team that was hyped as the greatest 6.5 win total team in NFL history coming into the season. I know you have thoughts on the Fighting Dan Campbells there in Detroit.
Well, again, I'll be a little tame. I want to save a lot of this for Thursday on the Megapod, but I don't
we
care.
Know that matters.
I don't care that the Lions lost all those close games last year when we were going into the season with this. It doesn't matter. They lost all those close games because they stunk. Bad teams lose close games. I know that's breaking news here, but the fact that a lot of and people that are smart, too, thought, oh, the Lions are going to be 4 wins better because they're going to win all those tight games. Okay, no, they're not. They still have Dan Campbell at head coach and Jared Goff at quarterback. And today was the perfect example of this. Like, on the road, look, if Detroit's going to win a road game this year that's not in Chicago, this was a perfect spot to do it. On the road against Bailey Zappe making his first career start against a Patriot team that is clearly down from what we usually expect from Belichick and company. I know the quarterback situation, very different from what it was for 20 years. But they went to New England and got embarrassed, Ben. That game wasn't close. That game was never competitive. Ben, they were 0-for-6 on fourth down. They were pathetic from Detroit today.
So bad.
Pathetic.
So it's amazing that that's how it actually worked out today for the Detroit Lions. And a 1-4 team now sitting at the bottom of the barrel in the NFC North. Did you have anything to add on the Packers side, Danny? I don't want to not allow you to get your thoughts in on a rare Sunday where the Packers looked completely inept as you're a resident Bear fan on the show. It was a brutal way for I knew I was screwed from a betting perspective today when that's how the day started, at least personally for me. And it's been an awful betting day for me. But how surprised were you? You're used to the Packers kind of stabbing you in the heart there. But for them to lose a game that they have won so many times in over the years with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, I wonder what your takeaway was watching the Pack in that second half performance.
Well, after sweating them as a last-second survivor selection last week and also getting over the 2.5 for the teaser leg, you felt like you got away with something. But yet I went back for one of the two teasers I did and teased them down, even though it was an international spot. Because you heard what Aaron Rodgers was saying to me. The offense that they were doing up to that point was not sustainable. They recognized that it wasn't going to be something that would be viable for them long term. So you would have thought that they could still capitalize against a New York Giants defense that is not good whatsoever. You know, I wake up a little bit past kickoff and I see that the score is 17-3. I'm like, all right, Packers looking on pace. So what? The Giants come back. All right, that's going to happen. It's still going to be hard to limit them. But the second half defense out of Green Bay was just atrocious. And I was giving them a lot of grief last week, Ben, when they were letting Bailey Zappe walk all over them. And they did get a big stop in overtime, and I tipped my cap then. But this has to be one of the more overrated defenses that we have seen this season. Oh, you know, they ramped up on that side of the ball. It's going to be great. That's where it's going to be strong for them. They have been terrible on that side of the ball. Even the Bears, even though it didn't look great, they were still able to run the ball against them. Their offense is slow in parts. At least they got a little bit better, and he's more trustworthy with his receivers. But, Ben, this defense is just not as pegged up to be as they were coming into the season. So, yeah, you can't put stock into this Packers team. I think the Vikings are for sure better than them at this point.
Hey Ben, I'll
nearly
say
6 yards per play allowed. Yeah.
Real quick here, Jets played the Packers next week, which is the Live Bet Sunday Bowl. But it's going to be interesting to see how that line is, because it's Green Bay off a horrible loss, and the Jets probably playing their most complete game since Darnold's first career start in 2018. I'm very interested to see how that line shakes out based off of what we saw today.
Meanwhile, Philadelphia on the move, 17-17 game in Arizona. Final 5 minutes to go. We'll update you there next here on Live Bet Sunday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.